Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
He say that I blow his mind every time I'm activated. You just tryna catch a vibe, cause he got you fascinated. Jump up in the brand new ride, BMW riding, baby. I ain't gon' tell you lies. That's just how we roll.
www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. Or you can call into the show at 515-602-9661. Again, that's 515-602-9661. And press the 1 button to be heard. All right? Look, big shout out to everybody that's on the move, on the go this morning, out there taking care of them babies on their way to school. On your way to school, on your way to work, or wherever you're going, I wish you safe travels. It's 32 degrees today in Greenville, Texas. Big shout out to Texas. We having our cold days, but we're going to warm back up come the end of the week and next week. And big shout out to all of the birthday people. It is November the 1st, the first of the month. The first of the month, y'all. I know y'all out there paying bills, getting yourself together, and I pray that you have a positive day. Today we're going to be talking about unlearning toxic behaviors embedded on you and God. Now I go front, it's a lot of toxic behaviors that I've had to unlearn coming up. And over the last 6 years, going on seven, it has definitely been a blessing. So I want y'all to call me up at 515-602-9661. Press the one button to be heard. I want to know, what toxic behavior are you unlearning right now, or if that you had to unlearn? Now, unlearning toxic behaviors embedded on yourself and God is a transformative journey. And it requires, you know, introspection, and it requires resilience, it requires faith. Toxic behaviors are negative patterns in thinking. You know, for those who don't know what toxic behavior is, toxic behaviors are negative patterns, feelings, or behaviors that stem from undying issues such as trauma or an unhealthy relationship or a societal conditions. Now, these toxic behaviors can range from self-sabotage, negative self-talk, to controlling or manipulating tendencies. It is crucial to recognize and acknowledge these toxic behaviors in order to break free from the grip. So I want you guys to call me up, 515-602-9661. Again, that's 515-602-9661. And press the one button to be heard. We're going to go to the call lines and get some love. I see y'all up with the diva this morning. 425, come on in the building. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, it's Exclusively L. You know I'm in the building calling from Buffalo, New York.
Ah, L in the building. What's going on, L? Round of applause for the queen. Round of applause for the queen. What's up, L? What's going on, queen? You want to talk?
Hey, what's happening?
On the topic?
Yeah, I heard the topic of toxic behaviors. Now, I am a traveling school bus driver, so
come on.
I have to travel with multiple personalities, and here lately I haven't had the personalities with me that I usually have with me, and it's been really hard for me to be able to know where these new personalities are, know who they are, know how to learn them, know how to not offend them. My personality is huge and it's big, and sometimes I got to take a step back. So I'm learning that. And it's been emotionally and mentally challenging. But one toxic behavior that I think I have and I need to work on is not trying to control certain situations or every situation, and just learning how to sometimes sit back, like I tell my school kids, and mind my business instead of trying to figure out how to fix everything and make things right when it don't got nothing to do with me. Hey, I'm human, y'all. I'm human.
I mean, I can definitely understand that. That's a really good observation. And in order for us to address some of our toxic behaviors or the things that we, because a lot of us didn't just pick it up on our own, they were learned. So that's why we are unlearning. So I'm so grateful that you were transparent in that moment, because you're right, I don't need to control everything. And that's something that I had to learn too, is my controlling issues. And I learned the reason why I wanted to control everything around me is because I didn't feel safe. Like, literally.
Well, I think, too, for me, I need to, like, I've been trying to address a situation because I do believe in accountability. But it's really, I don't know, I just feel like this individual is dodging me and ducking me and is kind of moving a little bit different, and I really wish that we could just have a conversation, and maybe if I fall back and allow them space to kind of get their thoughts together when they want to be bothered with me, then it may turn into a different situation where we can talk, and if I've offended them, I can go ahead and say my piece and say my grace. But at this moment, it's not looking like that, and it's a little unsettling because I have a really good heart, I feel like, and I don't try to do malicious things on purpose, but things can get misconstrued, and you just, you know, you got to have a little bit of time to allow people to process what they, how they deal with stuff, not how you want them to deal with stuff.
So I receive
that. I just
say
to the people and the listeners, you know, have grace with yourself, because you might be ready to go over a situation with someone or clear a toxic trait of yours, but maybe it's not time. Maybe God hasn't opened the door for you. Maybe, you know, a little more space needs to be given, whether it's a person, whether it's a trait, whether it's a thing. Maybe you just need a little more time. So just allow yourself that time. Be patient with yourself. Be patient with the situation. And not only is that for you and your listeners, Diva, it's for me too. So that's that.
I received that. Thank you, Elle, for that, for chiming in and give us dropping that jewel on us. And I just had to think about that. You know, I would rather handle the situation right then and there. But now I realize that, you know, here I am. You know, I call myself being considerate, but I'm really not. And some things do take time. People need to process and before they respond to something. And that goes right into the spiritual feeding today. I just read this morning. That's great. Thank you, Lord.
Look at me. Look at me giving
a
good segue. Look at me.
Good old segue. We're going to get into this spiritual feeding, but first we're going to get into a hot track by L-Centric. L-Centric, why don't you go ahead and introduce this track, Without a Doubt, and let the listeners know that they're hearing it right here live on Diva Spot Radio.
Yo, it's your girl, exclusively L-NSS-L-Centric, the artist. You are now listening to Diva Spot Radio, and I'm in the building with the one and only Diva herself. Without a Doubt is going to be playing for your ears, and Without a Doubt, I got some new music dropping too, so hopefully we'll be able to touch on that as well.
Let's go. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, Diva Spot Radio.
Some heat, the competition kinda steep, but the crown I'll keep. Stay 100 to the 99. Got a point to prove, out to win, I lose. No more rummaging through these tools and views. It's mine, time to shine. Claim it to be sold and not to be told. Some of y'all running down, feeling mighty bold. No more. Big moves, gotta make sure that your booties are cool. No doubt, I'm gon' get mine. Said I'm still in the limelight, there's not in the streets. I heard that people wanna know what's going on with me. I'm here, and I will survive. I'm up on my muscles, stand up on my grind, and headed to the top, stays on my mind. Somebody said that you was looking for me.
I need to be in my
mind, but you know exactly where I'm at. Said it's my time, and I know that I'm gonna die. Yeah, I'm coming for mine.
Without a doubt,
that's
where I'll be.
DDB
the Spot Radio, on the spot, on the grind. Grind.
Still preaching and I'm still hungover, still drunk from a Saturday night. But I just wanna trade it all for a chance to make it into heaven gates, cause they say I'm living wrong, wish it won't change. I got bad ways, but I'm asking you God, please take them away, far away from here. I misbehave, this lifetime hurts, but I'ma make this work, so I'ma take them to church, take them to church, take them to church. Man, it's your boy Kali Dreams. You are now tuned in live on
Diva Spot Radio, on the spot, on the grind. Grind.
Big shout out to Kali Dreams. We're going to get into this Taking to Church segment. And the song that you heard before the Taking to Church was L-Centric, Without a Doubt. That is one of the listeners' favorites. Everybody hear that song. They love that song. So, and it's one of my favorite songs by L-Centric. Make sure you check it out on all major social media platforms. But let's get into this word, because I want to get into some new music too, but I want to feed y'all spirit. You know what I'm saying? We got to feed y'all spirit. Now, today we're going to talk about controlling your tongue. What we need to do is sit down, shut your mouth, and hold on. Now, this is coming from my Women of Color's Devotional Bible. I love this Bible. It's been such a blessing to me. And the scripture we're going to come from today is James chapter 3, verse 5. It says, even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindles. And I'm going to read this message. I'm going to read this short story for you guys. Vanessa and Mark had only been married 18 months, but it was not working out. Mark was much more strict with money than Vanessa. And when she maxed out a credit card, he put her on a budget. In response, Vanessa packed up and moved out. As she was unpacking, Vanessa discovered she'd taken some personal items to Mark, childhood photos, cards, and letters. She called him, asking if he wanted to come pick them up. Mark returned the call, leaving a message, asking Vanessa to mail the items to him. Mark was stupefied when he checked his voicemail the next day. "I don't care if you don't want to see me. In fact, I don't care to see you either. That's why I packed my stuff and left you in the first place. I don't want to pay the expense of mailing this trash back to you. It's childish and inconsiderate of you to ask me to send this stuff in the mail. If you don't want these ugly pictures of you and your mama, I'll just toss them in the fireplace and burn them." Instead of responding immediately, Mark spent hours digesting Vanessa's response. Then he left her another message. "The reason why I asked you to mail the materials to me is because I'm not able to pick them up. I am in New Orleans attending my mother's funeral. Please go by the house and put the stuff in the mailbox. Take care of yourself." In James 3, we read about the tongue. The tongue is a small part of the entire body, y'all, but the damage caused by it can be astronomical. It can also sometimes be irreversible. James describes the tongue as a fire. He further states what we know to be the truth, that we bless the Lord our Father and curse others daily with the same tongue. From the same mouth comes blessings and curses. This ought not to be the reality of those who call themselves children of God. If salt and spring water cannot come from the same watering hole, blessings and curses ought not come from the same tongue. Instead of blessings and cursing, James recommends that we sow goodness and meekness of wisdom. Sit down, shut your mouth, and hold on, y'all. That's what Mark did. Vanessa let her tongue control her, spewing jealousy and bitterness. The harvest of righteousness is sown in peace for everyone who chooses to make peace with his fellow man. And we got this word. Let's apply this. I always like to apply the word. Application. Can you refrain from giving someone a piece of your mind today? The next time someone says or does something hurtful to you, take 6 hours to pray and meditate before you respond. Although it may feel that both your head and chest will explode, do not respond immediately. Continue to increase the response time until you go 24 hours before responding. Exhibiting wisdom that is pure, peaceful, gentle, and sincere will start to mean more to you than the instant gratification of retaliation. And I pray over this word, you guys. Dear Lord, Lord, I can't imagine not responding immediately to painful things that people say and do to me, God. Lord, my human response is a desire to inflict greater pain onto them, Lord. Father, help me to remember and to demonstrate the wisdom highlighted in James 3, Lord, and that is purity, peacefulness, gentleness, mercifulness, sincere wisdom, Lord, so that my example mirrors the righteousness of you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Yes, Lord.
Yes, amen.
Oh. You was right on that thing this morning, Elle. Girl, you was right on that thing.
Listen, I'm just saying, you know what? As much as I was right on it without even talking to you before your show, as much as I needed to hear the word, because I have been Vanessa, and I have said, screw you and your ugly-ass family. I have.
I know.
However.
Sorry, me too. I've been Vanessa.
However.
However,
you know. Mm-hmm. We got to come back, and we got to really reflect on the way that we're using our words and how harmful they can be. And I don't know who came up with the saying, sticks and stones can break your bones, but words will never hurt me. That is not true, because them words, boy, that jab you, and they'll jug and twist, you know. And then you can't really come back from that after you done stabbed somebody. You can't say, I'm sorry. Because sometimes the wound is cut too deep for you to come back from that.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with the word. Fall back. Be quiet for a minute. And if it's not you, allow that other person the space that they need. Don't keep pressuring them. This is, like I said, for me, as much as it is for y'all, don't keep pressuring them to talk to you or give you a response right away, because they might be in Vanessa mode at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So they might need a minute to come back and explain to you that, hey, I couldn't talk to you when you wanted to talk to me because, you know, to hell with it. I was feeling some kind of way. But
mm-hmm.
I had to process it, and now we can sit maturely and in peace and really
mm-hmm.
give each other what is needed of us as sisters and brethren.
True. I love that. I think giving that time, giving a person time, because I used to do that with my husband. I would ask him something and be like, well, we need to talk about this. He's like, I'm still processing it. I'm still thinking. I don't have to respond to you just right now. That's because I lack the wisdom. I want an instant gratification right then and there. And it didn't make any sense.
Well, that's,
and he needed
that,
to
that,
think
that is,
about
that's
it.
That's the selfishness. That is
that's
the selfishness. We want, because we're upset about it now, we want to make sure
mm-hmm.
that we can, one, hold our own accountability for the part we played, and two, it's bothering us. We can't sleep. We got headaches. It's on our brain, and our day just ain't right, and our energy is off. So we want to fix
mm-hmm.
it right now. But that person is like, well, I'm still trying to, I just got slapped. I'm still trying to process what happened. And so they're not ready to fix it, you know? I got the analogies for y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she does. And I think that's definitely important, you know, and just as we sit on the topic. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live at Diva Spot Radio. I got Exclusively L live in the building with me. Make sure you call us up at 515-602-9661. Again, that's 515-602-9661. Press the one button to be heard. Or you can jump in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. We're talking about unhealing toxic behaviors and betting on you and God. And we just had that spiritual feeding, and we were just talking about, you know, don't be a Vanessa. You need to close your mouth.
Sit back and be quiet.
Sit down.
Don't be a Vanessa.
Shut your mouth and hold on. People don't need to be respond right off the back. And I love this topic because, you know, a lot of unhealed trauma and things that we thought was normal in certain societies is not. And just because you do things one way doesn't mean that's going to work somewhere else. And I did want to talk about, it's not working for everybody, but betting on yourself. We're going to go to the other part of this too. But betting on yourself means recognizing your worth, your abilities, and your potentials, y'all. It involves taking risks and pursuing your passions and believing in your innate capabilities. Betting on yourself, you are choosing to step out of your comfort zone, defy your self-doubt, and embrace the possibilities that lie before you. Come on. It requires courage and determination to let go of self-limited beliefs and replace them with a mindset that empowers and uplifts you. Some of us don't, we want to get better, but we don't want to come out of our comfort zone. We want to be in a healthy marriage or relationship, but we can't let go of our own self-serving behaviors. We want to be able to be a CEO, or we want to own a company, but we don't want to continue to be a team player. We forgot that before you became the owner, you was the worker. So I think, in addition to betting on yourself, placing your trust in God can provide guidance. That's one. It's going to give you strength because you're going to need that. It's going to give you and resilience during the unlearning process. I'm reading this book right now, and it was all over TikTok, and it's called The Shadow Work Journal. And this thing is incredible. And, you know, you can go get your trauma counselor, go to therapy, go to couples therapy, go to marriage therapy. However, but you need to be able to deal with your shadow self. Diva, what is your shadow self? Your shadow self is a past self of yourself. It can be a past you and your you 3 years ago. It can be you in your teenage years. It can be you in your childhood. And I heard this guy say online, he said, Your child self is waiting to be loved. The child in you wants love. The teenager wants revenge, and the adult wants peace. That's heavy. Your child self wants love. Your teenage self wants revenge, and your adult self wants peace. How do we even balance that?
Is that even something balanceable?
And it is. Yeah, that's a good question, L. Is it balanceable? Yes. That means you going back and doing the shadow work of what caused you to feel this way. What you went through. Doing a check-in on yourself, you know, because you got to go back in order to heal a wound or an infection. You got to open it back up. People can be infected from the inside, and we know this, L, from being in the medical field. You can have a whole bone infection in the inside, but it's not until you cut it open that you can be able to address it sometimes.
But you know what? You have to be willing to go there, because a lot of people don't want to open that wound up, scared of what they're going to find. They don't want to open it up. So you got to be willing to do the work.
You got to do the work. And I'm going to give y'all a little encouragement on how to do that work. And it's going to come from Justify. It's going to come from a prayer. I love this prayer. I think it's incredible. Big shout out to Justify and Bear Witness. They were on the show last week, and it was definitely incredible. So I want to give you this prayer to help you get started. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live at Diva Spot Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Let's pray, y'all.
Lord, I thank you for this day. My mouth is only filled with your praise. So I come before you to lift my sisters and my brothers in prayer today. I sense a heaviness by the enemy that is trying to put them down, push them to the fence with nonsense filled with offense. Trying to discourage, fill them up with anger. I won't lie, he's so annoying, but then again, I got your anointing. We have your power to stand and not surrender. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. I cancel and demolish all strongholds by your precious name and blood. Our power and authority to punch Satan in the face every day with our faith. I cancel all attempts to shut my sisters and my brothers down. I command all fear to get out, drown, and never come around. I yank strongholds from the root that keep them feeling helpless. The enemy was destroyed by Jesus' death and resurrection. The sneaky enemy keeps showing up, whispering lies, twisting truth, attempting to inflate selfish pride. I'm declaring the devil and his demons lies today. I command them to leave you in Jesus' name. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in this world. Says his word that's sharper than a two-edged sword. Be filled with that powerful confidence. Dress in that armor and learn to move in silence. As a daughter to her father, I ask right now that your presence falls over my sisters and brothers. Pure revival, deliverance, healing. I command wisdom, discernment, so they won't be caught off guard by that silly serpent. Together, Lord, we will win, because in truth you already have. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Now go ahead and give your arms a stretch to Jesus where you find rest. Stop with all that stress, you are too blessed by the best. Don't be in competition, only in missions. Speak truth and never fiction. When you move, flow in the spirit. The old juice should never be missing. Now open your mouth and allow your Father's words to start speaking. Get familiar with who you are in his kingdom. Understanding identity is an eternal key. There is an identity crisis in the body of Christ. God's plan was never for us to be filled with Satan lies. You're filled with the spirit that makes Satan cry. You need to understand that what was fought when he was crucified. May my prayer open your eyes, and that you understand all you need is who lives inside. A flowing river, a word engraved in your heart, that's so alive, ready to give you eternal life. I declare all these things over your life right now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I'm justified, normalized, normalized, normalized.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Top stories coming in. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Make sure you tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot, or call us up at 515-602-9661. The top stories for today is Trump's son, Donald Jr., to testify at real estate fraud trial in New York. Now, he's been on trial for a while. It's been a lot going on with his father, but he is due to testify today for the real estate fraud at the trial in New York. So we're going to see how that pan out. Also in other news, Cornell student held over threats to Jewish classmates. Now, as we know, Israel and Hamas is at war right now, and it's looking like China then jumped on the board and want to help out Hamas in this war against Israel. But the Cornell student was held over threats to Jewish classmates in the classroom. Y'all, We need to teach these kids. We need to have a conversation with them because the kids are doing what they see online. I keep saying this. We had this saying, like, keep your kids off the streets, but the new streets is the phone, tablets, and the TVs. They're being programmed. Now, on other news, California wildfires are fueled by desert winds, forcing evacuations. Now, granted, we're going into our fall season and our winter season, but California is always on fire, in my opinion. Now, last but not least, the White House says Biden would veto House GOP's standalone Israel funding bill. We're going to see how that goes. Y'all call in and y'all give me y'all feedback. Or call in and give me some top stories of current news. That's 515-602-9661. That's 515-602-9661. And press the 1 button to be heard. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. We live in the building. We talking about earning, unlearning toxic behaviors and betting on you and God. Now, I've been seeing a lot of these podcasts and a lot of shows and whatnot, and it's just been a lot of division, and that's what I see. It's a lot of division between men and women, and I was listening on TikTok, and the brother had invited men and saying, you know, to come on this platform and say, what did black women do to you? Why are y'all so mad at black women, and what exactly did they do to you? And in the men's opinions, he said, you women, he started off with you women. And of course, some of us, that'd be taken offensive, but he came in guns blazing talking about you women need to humble yourself. We need to learn to humble yourself. And he said, especially American black women, because we have adopted the white woman behaviors and cultures. And he made a statement to say that If all the black women left this earth or disappeared for this earth, the black man would be okay. Now, granted, he has a wife and she's from another country, but he made a statement and said if men have more options than women, and I beg to differ, especially in this time, not only do women... I think we all have equal options. Hell, you can pick who you want. You can pick a man, a woman. Hell, you can pick the long-lost pig down the street if you want to. Some people are out there doing it. Don't judge me. I said it. It was what it was. But I think everybody has a choice to pick who they want to be with. Now, this brother made a statement saying that we need to be more submissive and be more humble and whatnot. And he made a statement. They did point out that his wife was from another country and overseas. But what I do want to say about this culture difference is the women in Africa, and it was a woman from Africa on there. She was like, I'm a woman from Africa and I wouldn't marry you. But did y'all know that there is a such thing as a bridal fee over in Africa? And American men, I need y'all to hear this. And American women, I need y'all to hear this too. There is a thing called a bridal fee or a bride wealth, also called a bride price of marriage or marriage payment. Payment made by a groom or his kin to the kin of the bride in order to ratify a marriage. In such countries, a marriage is not reckoned to have ended until the return of the bride wealth has been acknowledged, signifying divorce. In certain situations over there with them sisters in Africa, the minimum is 20 bands. $20,000, and this is the bride, the groom giving money to the bride's family for sending her to school and educating her and raising her and grooming her to be a good wife. I'm not going to say perfect, but a good wife. But it's 20 bands starting. And what the next brother came in and said, and the sister, he said, it's a lot more easier to get married in America than it is in Africa. Because in America, you guys get married and you have a mutual agreement between each other. Like, because I love you and I want to be with you, I can grow with you. But in some places in Africa, you got to come off that bridal purse. You got to come with that bride wealth. And said, listen, this is our precious daughter. We raised her. She's a neuroscientist. She's a nurse. But you, as much as her education costs, as much as you're going to have to pay. So y'all think about that before you start talking shit about the women, black women, any woman in America. Now, granted, on the other side of that, we have a high divorce rate because a lot of us, we just don't have the capacity or we don't want to deal with anything that that does not go perfect in our world. And American women will run a divorce show ass very quickly. And now American men too. But one thing about over in other countries, divorce is not it's not always the option. It's really hard to get divorced in other countries. But again, we're talking about unlearning these type of behaviors. You will go somewhere else and get with another. You'll go out of country to go get a submissive woman when there's plenty of them here in America, or you will go to another country to get a man that's supportive and loving and faithful when there's plenty of men here. But my thing is, what is attracting these people to you? Because it's a lot of trauma bonding. And we got to unlearn them toxic behaviors. I didn't grow up in a two-parent home. My mother was never married. I didn't really look at marriage as anything sacred. It wasn't until I got older and realized that, you know, this is a covenant. This is a bond. This is to be protected. This is to be respected. And that's why we have our vows for richer or poorer, sickness or health, death do us part. We're going to go through some things in marriage that we're going to be able, that we're going to have to learn from and grow from, and it's going to make us uncomfortable. And if you keep being a runner and a track star, Vanessa, that's how I was, running from things that make me uncomfortable or that's going to cause me to lash out rather than sitting there shutting my mouth, okay, being quiet and holding on to God give me the wisdom to be able to handle the situation correctly. You guys call me up, 515-602-9661. Again, that's 515-602-9661. And press the one button to be heard. I'm going to get into another hot track. We just had Cecily Jones on last week, and she got this hot track called Sexy and Fly. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. Let's go.
Let's intertwine, boy. One hand.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Yeah, that was Sexy Lee Jones with Sexy and Fly. Make sure you check her out on all social media platforms. Go to Spotify and make sure you get her music. Go to Spotify and get L-Centric's music. Go to Spotify and get Gutta Grease music. Go to Spotify and get Miss Chief Beef music. Listen, it's your girl Diva Ebony B. You now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. While you're here, and if you're tuning in to the show afterwards, I appreciate you for being here. I do. Make sure you leave a comment. Go ahead and sign in at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot and leave. Scroll on to the bottom and leave Diva a comment. If you're looking to be interviewed, showcased, and promoted, this is where you get in contact with me, or you can email me at divaspotent1@gmail.com. Again, that's divaspotent1@gmail.com. Elle, what's going on, baby? I appreciate you being on the show with me today.
Girl, I appreciate being here. I'm smiling like a chess cat. Listen, I heard you giving them shout outs for Spotify. Look, if you want to be sexy, fly like that song you just heard, go to Spotify and you can get it. Girl, that song was dope. I'm going to have to put that on my playlist.
I know, right? Speaking of playlists, you got some new music coming out. Let's talk about it.
I do. It's your girl, Exclusively L, and I'm doubling as L-Centric, the artist, calling in from Buffalo, New York, but originally from Seattle, Washington. And I just wanted to go ahead and give my girl Diva B a shout out, let her know that I'm here for her. I listen to her. I rock with her, and y'all should too, because it's just the thing to do. But I do got some new music dropping, and it should be dropping in the middle of November.
Nice.
It'll be available for you guys to pick up. It'll be on all digital platforms. And it was the album that I did, and I did the album maybe like three years ago. And a lot happened in my personal life, and blessings be to God, a lot has changed. Amen, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm just ready to share this album with you guys. It's a little bit different than what my freshman project was, different from some of the singles that I put out, and a little more mature and a little more vulnerable. So I wanted to just be able to open up and connect with you guys and let you know where I'm at. And this isn't even where I'm at. Like I said, this album was done 3 years ago, and it just kind of sat on the shelf getting a little dusty. So at this point, I just want to be able to let you guys know that I think you'll like it. And that's all I'm going to say. The name is Untitled at this moment. It does not even have a title, so you are getting the exclusive. From the exclusive one. So once it is titled, I will go ahead and share that information with your girl, Diva, and let her know so that she can let the listeners in on a little secret like we like to share.
Oh, I am excited. We definitely got to get that exclusive interview right here on Diva Spot Radio. So we definitely staying tuned. We've been keeping our ear to the streets. We've been staying close to L-Centric so we can make sure we get her on Diva Spot. And big shout out to Elle. Elle has been definitely a loving and powerful and creative source. She is my Pisces twin. And, you know, we still have a show called Beat Street Divas, so make sure you check out Beat Street Divas and follow that show and look at the past shows that we have done. You will definitely enjoy yourself because when we're together, honey.
They ain't ready yet.
Y'all ain't ready. It's a gumbo of fun, but stay tuned to that. Make sure you check that out. We got about 10 minutes left in the show. Y'all make sure y'all chime in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Also call us up at 515-602-9661. Again, that's 515-602-9661. Now, Elle, I'm going to have a little Beat Street Diva moment here because it's my show.
I'm ready. I was waiting. I was waiting, but, you know, I didn't want to chime in and be jumping all over like I was a co-host. I ain't the co-host. I'm a guest on the show right now. I'm not even a guest. I'm a call-in. I'm a call-in. That's what I am today.
Girl.
Now, what you want? What you want to do? What we doing? What we doing?
I'm going to tell you what we're doing. Now, Carly Russell was found guilty on two charges in kidnapping Hope. As state recommends 1 year in jail. You know I'm going to talk about it. The state recommended 1 year in jail and nearly $18,000 in restitution. All right. Now, me and my husband was talking the other day about, you know, those people. We were talking the other day about, you know, those people who remember in history, you know, and who remember from a long time ago and what they was remembered for. And he brought up Carly Russell. Now, for those who don't know about Carly Russell, she the fool. Sip coffee, diva, because I almost got the cussing again.
Wait a minute. Don't be Vanessa. Don't be Vanessa. She's not the
don't
fool.
Don't be Vanessa.
She did something.
Let me be Mark.
She did something foolish. That's what
she did something foolish. She Carly Russell was known for the hoax of kidnapping, that she faked her own kidnapping, and she's facing jail time. Not only that, Carly Russell.
And she left her wig on the side of the road.
She is the only child who faked her kidnapping and snatched her own wig, threw it on the side of the road. She called 911. And said that there was a baby on the highway. There's a baby. All I can think about is Dave Chappelle.
It's a baby with a wig. I'm trying to save the baby with the wig on, girl.
The toddler is walking down the highway, and she called 911, and then she called her family, and she faked her own host. Come to find out, Carly popped up 3 days later after she was finished eating them Cheez-Its that she had got. And
Cheetos,
finished eating her Cheetos, girl, that she had got. And she had ordered from somewhere else. She had got some food before, so I guess the food ran out. And she decided to pop back up at her damn house, unharmed. Nothing wrong with her. No scratch, no scrape, nothing wrong with her. But the FBI reports, and after the people act like they can't look into your phones and everything. These phones ain't nothing but little spies, by the way. Y'all be thinking that it's so much, and it's not. It came out that she had Googled the age limit of an Amber Alert. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
This girl really planned her own kidnapping.
And let's not forget that then when they opened the phone, that they found that she had stopped at a convenience store to get her some Cheetos. Because, you know, I ran out of snacks at the treehouse that I'm supposed to been abducted in, you know.
Girl, I'm just off
got to be more careful, girl.
It must not have been the HD lace. Because ain't no way in hell you throwing that
listen,
on the
side. Check this out. I don't give a damn if it's $14.99 or a $32 wig and it's all synthetic with no combs in it. I'm not taking my wig off and throwing it now. I can't be walking around in a scully just in case I do get filmed for being kidnapped or abducted or trafficked or whatever the case may be. Damn, can I look at least presentable when the cameras show? Because when you take your wig off, if you ain't braided underneath, and sometimes when you are braided underneath, you look a hot mess. So you don't want to be seen like that in public. I don't.
I think it's a lot of people and children who are out there missing. You know what I'm saying, guys? Excuse me. It's a lot of people out there missing, and we ain't got no time to be faking no hoax about us being kidnapped. Now, on the other side of that, there is this Ebony Alert now. There is now an Ebony Alert.
They named something after you. Look how fly she is. They done named us an alert after her, y'all. it don't just mean it's for black kids. It's for everybody. It ain't just for black kids. Well, it's an Ebony Alert now.
Well, let's talk about the difference The criteria for law enforcement to request an Ebony alert, like an Amber alert, includes considerations of a missing person, physical safety, and mental or physical health disabilities. But unlike existing alerts, the Ebony alert sets an age range for missing people between 12 and 25. Now, what I was still kind of foggy about this Ebony alert. I'm like, is this just for black people? Or why do we need this Ebony alert? Now, mind you, California did this, okay? It was California, okay? And the NPR, Aisha, last name Roscoe, asked California State Senate, all right? Last name Roscoe. Queen Roscoe asked California State Senate Steve Bradford about the state new system designed for missing black people, okay? This is what the Amber Alert is for. It's for missing. The Amber Alert only deals with individuals 17 years old and younger when it comes to missing people. With the Ebony Alert, it will be from 12 to 25. It will also concentrate on individuals who might have some kind of physical or mental challenges as individuals who might have some kind of physical or mental challenges, also individuals who are suspected of being sex trafficked or disappear under suspicious reasons. So we see young women under 18 years old who have disappeared and are sex trafficked often, but again, no resources by finding them. So this is for black people. They may have any alert for black people, and I'm 50-50 with that. I mean, an alert is an alert. You know, I didn't know that the Amber Alert only went up to 17.
I mean, here's my take on it. I'm really upset now that you mentioned that there is. I was being funny, to be quite frank. I was. But now that you've mentioned that there's a specific criteria, I'm very offended because I agree. A kid is a kid is a kid, just like a drug is a drug is a drug. If you're stealing a kid, it ain't going to make no difference if they're Somali, if they're black, if they're white, if they there's a whole war going on right now in Israel, if they're Pakistan. You know, it doesn't matter. If you're snatching a young soul and you've kidnapped them to do God knows what with. So I don't understand why there would be an Ebony and an Amber alert. And I mean, that's astronomically ridiculous for me on that aspect. And, you know, I'm dumbfounded by that, quite frankly. And I think that it's a waste of resources. I do agree with the age separation. Now, that I will agree with. But with it being specific to, specific to race, I don't agree with that whatsoever. And to double back on Carly and what she's being sentenced, if she couldn't even fake her own steal me hoax of being kidnapped, how is she going to pay $18,000? What is the $18,000 in restitution? She don't have that money. You're going to be always looking for that. So you might as well just go on and let her do the time. You have to get locked up. That's your consequence. You're going away on an unplanned vacation. But you can't pay something you don't have. So I don't understand where they're trying to squeeze money out of a turnip. I know they're trying to get their money back from resources being used inappropriately. But she ain't got it. It ain't coming for her. It ain't coming from her.
I mean, $18,000, you know, if you make $30,000 in a year, then it is what it is. She lives with her parents. You know what I'm saying? If $26,000 on entry level or somewhere, you can spend all that money. You know, I mean, I get it, you know, but at the end of the day,
she'll be on a payment
plan.
Payment plan.
Yeah, pay them. Pay up. If you took the time out, and I totally agree with you saying, I understand that jail time is one thing, but then for her to pay, she ain't got it. She got it. She got it. Her mom and her daddy got it, too. I ain't going to front. Her mom and her daddy do got that money. If you look at, you know, their background and their finances, they're very much prestige people of the community. But I think this is a great example to show other youths that don't be out here playing these games. And to go back to the conversation with Roscoe, and Steve Raffer, they had a conversation, the governor of Newsom. Steve Raffer said, it's a shame that we need a separate alert, but we have been ignored when we disappear. Roscoe says Steve Raffer is the state senate behind a new alert system. He says that nationally, black people disappear at a disproportionately high rate. Raffer, when you only make up 13% of the population, but almost 40% of those individuals who come up missing on a regular basis, but you rarely see any kind of media attention and that on that or any type of law enforcement resources committed to that, it requires this measure. And it says, Roscoe, when I spoke to the Senator Bradford this week, he explained how the Ebony Alert will work and what makes it different from any other types. And that's where he goes into it. Now, granted, it seems like black people are always attacked in a disproportionately high rate in everything. Everything's high for us. And I'm going to say that everything's high. But I think continuing to join together as we wrap the show, continuing to network with each other, forgive each other, love each other, support each other. They say we make up 13% of this population. The devil is a liar. I cannot really even see that. But everything that is built, everything is done, everything is created, everything that moves and grooves, it always seems back to us. Like, we have to get out of the victim mentality and get into the victor mentality. And I think this Ebony Alert is a part of a victor mentality and saying, hey, y'all got y'all alerts. Y'all going to start looking for our people too. You know, we need to be able to use a lot of these resources and all this money that you're taking from us to continue to find our people. And to find these missing black people, because a few things is happening. They're being sex trafficked, one. They're being harvested for organs, two. And they're being harvested to be human meat. Like, it's come up. This is another conversation about the meats now, because there are human particles in your meat, and it already has been confirmed. The FDA, hot dogs, y'all watch out for them fucking hot dogs. We are eating humans. And we don't even realize it. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You now tune in live at Diva Spot Radio. Make sure you follow me on all social media platforms, Diva Ebony B on X, a.k.a. Twitter, Diva Ebony B on Instagram, Diva Ebony B on Facebook, Diva Ebony B on TikTok, as well as follow the show at Diva Spot Radio. Elle, go ahead and give some shout-outs and take us out, baby.
It's your girl, Exclusively Ill. I just chimed in, so I could go ahead and hang out once again with my very good friend and my co-host for B Street Divas. So make sure that you go to the YouTube and you look at us, because we are super funny. Funny as hell. Make sure you get those drops on the digital platforms that are available as well that you heard. You heard the music from Elcentric. You heard the music from Diva Ebony B. You want to drop those names for me?
Wait, I'll say that again. You was breaking up.
Music. You have music from two other artists that were playing as well. I want to make sure we shot them out.
Oh yeah. Big shout out to Cecily Jones with Sexy and Fly. And then we hit y'all with Elcentric, Without a Doubt. And then we also hit y'all with that prayer session by Justify. And I definitely want to hit you guys with this track from Greta Greaves called Judy. We're going to end the show with that. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You guys keep God first, family second, and career third. And remember, keep your skincare right and your front lace tight. Let's go, y'all.
Look at her walk. Don't look good in her eyes. She gon' catch it. She saw me, yeah.